We've spoken on the first three Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, and blessed are the meek. And we share that we will speak three messages on each Beatitude. If we don't, we'll just stay on one for the rest of the year. So we'll try and discipline ourselves to just sharing three messages from each of the Beatitudes. We are on the fourth one. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let's pray. Father, we ask for your blessing on your word. Pray, dear God, that you will minister your word to us. You'll get into our hearts, Lord God, as we hear. We pray, dear God, for hearing ears and receptive hearts. Bless your people. Lord God, we pray. Bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen. And we shared on the first three Beatitudes about what God does in your heart, what you allow your heart to be ministered into so that we can minister out of our hearts. And we shared that this morning we're talking on blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, doing something out of our heart, pursuing something that God wants us to pursue. Many of us are satisfied with our lives, and sometimes we don't know that there are needs in other places. On the other hand, sometimes we don't know our own needs until we are shown them to us. Jesus said you can gain the whole world and have absolutely nothing left. You think you've got everything, but you got nothing. Paul said you can give your body to be burnt and profits you nothing. So you can actually give everything that you have and give even your body to be burnt and at the end get nothing out of it. And there are pursuits in our lives where we pursue something thinking, hoping that what we're pursuing is going to give us great satisfaction. And at the end, like what Paul said, it profits you nothing. And sometimes we can give our life to a cause that will give us nothing in the end. Are you okay? So here Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, because those ones will be filled, they will be satisfied. And we'll get into that. But I want to speak a little bit on being hungry and being thirsty. Because to be hungry is a basic human need. Now, when you're not hungry, you don't think you've got a need, because in New Zealand, you eat about 3 or 4 times a day. But when you come from a poor country or you live in a place, and even in New Zealand, where you don't have food, then to be hungry is a basic need. It tells you that you've got a need. It also tells you that you are alive. Dead people don't eat. So the fact that you can feel the hunger pains and the hunger pangs means that you are alive, and it means that you have a need that needs to be satisfied. My problem sometimes in preparing to a minister is that sometimes God does not let me go further than what I wanted. And there's a whole lot of things I wanted to share this morning. But God has restricted me to just talking about this particular thing. And it doesn't matter how much I try to push on, it seems like he's restricted me to just sharing on being hungry. In the olden days, when armies come to conquer a country, one of the things they did was to besiege a country so that no one can trade. And they starve the country, and when they starve, they surrender. Why? Because of hunger. And when you're hungry, sometimes there are certain things that you will do that you would not normally do at any other time. How many know that when you're hungry, you'll eat anything that's around? I remember one time I was so hungry and I was cooking a boil up, and it was too late in coming because it has to cook. And so I ate something, and when the boil up was finished, was cooked, I was not hungry anymore, but my stomach was full, but I wasn't satisfied, and I still have a boil up. So what I did, I gave the boil up away. Why? Because I ate something to fill the hunger pangs and not wait for my boil up. Now, so those of you who are listening by TV, if you don't know what a boil up is, you just boil the food. Any food goes in the pot and boil the whole thing and then eat it up. Hallelujah. I watched one time when a lady in one of the continents, she was starving to death because she had no food, but she had a baby to feed. So there was a skeleton feeding a skeleton. She was giving her breast to this little baby, and while she was hungry, I don't know if the breast had any milk, but that's what she was doing. She was dying, the baby was dying, but she's trying to feed the child because she knows she loves the child, and she knows that the child has a need to eat, but she herself wanted to eat. I heard a great man of God passed away, now gone home to be with the Lord, and he said this: if my children were hungry, there was no other food, you know what I'll do? I'll cut my hand off and I'll cook it for my children. When I heard that, I was quite moved. Because you and I, when our children are starving, there are certain things that we will do that we would not normally do. Are you hearing me? And the Bible says this. Let me read it to you from the Bible, because it says, people don't despise a man or a woman who would steal when they're starving. Now, that's an amazing concept. It says, people don't despise, let me read it to you. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving. It's almost like the Bible condones you thieving when you're starving. But then it says, but if you're caught, you will have to pay back sevenfold. You may have to give everything that you own because you're caught. But it says, people, that normal people that know what it is to be hungry, when they find a thief stealing, and they know they're stealing because they're starving, they don't despise the thief for stealing because he's hungry. Why? Because you too one day gets hungry. And you know what it's like to be hungry. If you don't, and now New Zealand, we hardly don't get hungry in New Zealand. Remember one time when we went to the Taupo Christian camp, I never eaten so much food in all my life. And that's a camp. We had breakfast. We had morning tea. We had lunch. We had afternoon tea, we had tea, and then we had supper. That's a lot of food. And Samoans eat a lot of food. And I'm Samoan, but that camp, I mean, I was just full. And sometimes you don't know that there's a thing called hunger when your stomach is full. Now, that's a Chinese proverb. It says, a full stomach does not know that a thing called hunger exists. And in New Zealand, when we are inconvenient, we think it's a tragedy. No, it's not a tragedy. We're just inconvenient. But we're so used to having stuff for ourselves that sometimes we complain when things are not going to normality. Hallelujah. And if you look at the scriptures, there are many actions people will make that are outside the norm just because they are hungry. Some people will relocate cities when they are hungry. Some people will relocate countries when they are hungry. We were talking with some people just a few days ago, and they've got redundancies in their workplace, and And just about everyone that is redundant are now thinking of relocating to another city. Why? Because they want to find food for the family. Are you all right? When Abraham experienced hunger, he went through a famine, Abraham relocated to Egypt. That relocation to Egypt may have blessed Abraham temporarily, but created a problem for the planet that is still today not solved. Why? Because a man was hungry. We every now and again went through fasts as a church. We haven't gone through a long fast for a while. But I remember taking the church a few years back on long fasts. Sometimes we went through 40-day fasts. And it's nice to have small groups because I said to the small groups, you take only 5 days and this group will take 5 days and that group take 5 days because if you fast the whole 40, some of you will just die. And the funny thing was, we had fasted one day and we're talking to a particular person in the church and said, I'm shaking. I have to eat. That's just one day, let alone fasting for 40 days. Why? Because hunger is a basic human need. You have to eat. Jesus fasted 40 days, and the devil knew exactly what was happening. He was hungry, and he came over to him and he said, if you're the Son of God, I know you can do this. The devil knew that Jesus was hungry. And he said, if you're the Son of God, make the stones into bread so you can have something to eat. And Jesus said something profound. Man does not live by bread alone. If all you live for is just to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken and sandwiches and broccoli, that's not enough. There is something inside the human being that is not satisfied. You can't feed that with potatoes. No amount of Kentucky Fried or whatever will satisfy the human hunger. Yes. Because it's not just physical. Yeah. Are you all right? Amen. Say amen. You look at a couple in Bethlehem, Judah, Elimelech and Naomi. When they ran out of food where they were, they relocated to Moab. They went to Moab to save life because they needed something to eat. Four in the family, mom and dad and two boys. And they went to Moab. And three of them died. There were four in the family. There were three deaths. They relocated to find food and to find life, and they didn't find life. They found death. Why did they go? Because they were hungry. So people make decisions when they are hungry. Why do people relocate when everything seems to be going well? Are you okay? Say amen. In 2 Kings chapter 7, you can read that when you get home. King Ben-Hadad of Syria came over and besieged Samaria. No one could go in and come out. There was a famine in the country. There was a famine in the land. It was so bad that they ate dove's dung and donkey's heads. Donkeys are unclean animals. Now they're eating donkey's heads and they ate dove's dung. I look at that and look at some of the commentaries, and there were nice commentaries that When I prepare to minister, the last thing I look at is a commentary. Because if I look at the commentary first, I'll preach what the commentary says. So I never look at a commentary until after I do my research and my praying. And many commentaries said the word dove's dung is a vegetable, is a conglomerate of veggies that they put together. So it's not really dove's dung. That's nice. And then they said this, if it was dove's dung, why don't they eat the dove? If it was donkey's heads, why don't they eat the donkey? If you take that rationale that they eat dove's dung, why didn't they eat the dove? Then the rationale goes further. Why do they eat the donkey's head and not eat the donkey? They ate anything. Why? Because they were hungry. And then the king walked by the other day and a woman cried, and the king said, what's the problem with you? Can you help me? The king said, if the God of heaven doesn't help you, how can I help you? What's the matter? She said, this woman wanted me to, her and I to eat my son yesterday, so we boiled my son yesterday. And we were going to eat her son today, and she's hidden her son away, but we've already eaten mine. Cannibalism. What happens when you're hungry? The desire to be fed. So people will eat dove's dung, they'll eat donkey's heads, they'll eat children. Why? Because they are hungry. This is a bit morbid, isn't it? Well, that's the reality. That's what's in the Bible. Yeah. And that's what happens when I said, when you're actually hungry and you're starving, there are things that you will do that you would not normally do. When I was a young boy and walked to school about 4 hours every morning, give me a break, all right? I was about 10 years old, so it probably would have taken me now 2 hours to walk because I've got longer legs now. But I was just a little boy. Get up in the morning about 4 and walk to school, get there about 8, finish school at 1 and walk home. So get home about 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the evening, and have my first piece of food for the day. You don't have lunch, at least not at that time. I think in Samoa now you have a feast when you go to school. But my first piece of food is when I get home after walking 8 hours and then staying at school from 8 o'clock till 1. And even today, I still have a tendency to overeat. Because when I was going to school and walking home, you go past the point of hunger, you're now starving. And when you eat, your body thinks it's the last meal you're going to eat, so it'll eat more. And even today, many, many years ago that happened, but even today, if I'm not disciplined, I'll overeat. Because at that time, I was so hungry. I remember a kind shopkeeper gave me a piece of pie to eat one afternoon on my way home. And the moment I bit into that thing, my whole body shook from my head to my toes and my nose started to bleed. And even today, I have bleeding noses. When you're hungry, I won't tell you the name of the country where this girl comes from, but she came from this particular country and she's married now to a Kiwi. They live in Wellington. And she said they were so hungry at home, they didn't have anything to eat many days, that often the shoes that they had, they'll pick what's at the bottom of the shoe in the evening to eat. Why? Because you're hungry. Jesus said, those who hunger and thirst. Not necessarily for the food that finishes today, but hunger and thirst after righteousness. Those ones will be filled. I've done a lot of funerals. And everybody that has somebody, loved one that dies, said he's going to heaven. And a lot of them, you know that they're not going to heaven. The only heaven they've ever known is down here. Because where they are going is not heaven. So everybody wants to find heaven. But they want to find it their own way. The Bible says, if you thirst and hunger after righteousness. Now, where do you buy that? You go down to see Jacinda Ardern and buy it from there? Do you get it from the council? Do you get it from the shop? Do you get it from church? Because you will never, ever, ever, ever be satisfied until you eat of that. And you can only find it in Christ. Amen. The amazing thing is this. If you pursue that, you can find Christ in a pub, in a prison, in church, on the street. You can find him anywhere if you hunger and thirst for righteousness. Many years back, they had a crusade in a particular city in Africa. And there was a very well-to-do man that came to the crusade and sit to the back. And when they made the altar call for people to give their lives to God, give their lives to Jesus, this man was sitting at the back there, and then one of the ushers was looking at him, and he knew that he was struggling with a decision whether to go up or not. And because of his position in the community, he felt he'd just stay there. So the usher went over to him and he said, "Sir, if you let me, I can walk up with you, so you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior." He said, "God's everywhere. I can receive him right here." The usher said, "You won't." The second night, he came and sat about the same area that he sat the night before. The same thing happened the second night. And the usher went down to him and said, "Sir, if you let me, I can go up with you and you can receive Jesus as your Savior." He said, "I can receive Jesus right here. I don't have to go up." Third night, same thing happened. Fourth night, same. Fifth night, the young man was looking for him, and he saw him about the same place that he would sit every night, and he was motioning to him. And he said to the young man, "Can you take me up to receive Jesus?" The young man said, "No, you don't have to go up. You can receive Jesus right where you are." Because when the heart searches and hungers for righteousness, you can find him anywhere. And this morning, if you are here, if you're listening on the TV, and you know that you are not right, you've tried everything, and it hasn't happened for you, I want to give you an opportunity to give your heart to this one, who says, "Those who thirst can come to me and drink. He that drinks of me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So if that's you and you're watching by TV, or if that's you and you're here today, I'd love to lead you to know him. Let's bow our heads. Hallelujah. And you can pray this prayer with me. You can pray it out loud or you can pray it under your breath. But you pray it to ask Jesus into your life. Righteousness is not something you earn. Righteousness is a gift, and it is given to you by the one who is righteous when you ask him to come into your heart and your life. So pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. You are the author of righteousness, the Savior of the world, the forgiver of sins, the healer of men's hearts. I come to you today. I turn away from my ways, and I turn to you. I open my heart to you and ask you, Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and give me the gift of righteousness that I might live for you the rest of my days. I thank you, Jesus, that you hear prayers and you answer prayers. Thank you today that what I have asked has been done. I thank you in your precious name. Lord, I thank you today and I bless you for your goodness. I pray, dear God, for everyone that is hearing me and even here in the congregation. I pray, dear God, that our hunger will be for you. Our hunger, Lord God, will be for righteousness. Help us to live for you, Lord God, so that we may be satisfied, we may be fulfilled, and in the end, you may be glorified in and through our lives. I thank you today. Hallelujah. Just before I close in prayer, anybody pray that prayer for the first time? Can you lift your hand up? God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Trevor, can you stand up? Can you see that guy? Can you go with him into that room? He'll just talk to you a little bit, pray for you. Is that all right? Yeah, come on. He'll just help you. Just 5 minutes, all right? Just go with him. Ness, go with him. Give them a hand. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Dismiss us with your blessing. May the peace of God Almighty, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of your Spirit be with us today and always. Amen. Have a good Sunday.